Paragraph Dalit. Gam Iker Heora Sakovoid Hualidei Hatal Oirois. Rabbeinu Zal also explains over there in chapter 11 in Likut Imran that one of the main things that generates the kovoid, honor and respect for Hashem, is the 39 lights. Shehem Bechinas Meleches HaMishkan, which correspond to the 39 types of work that were done in building the Mishkan and in operating the Mishkan. Shehoyu Boi Kol Halametes Melochis. It included in it all 39 types of work. Bebechinas Tal Oirois, in the form of 39 lights. We know that work sometimes is looked upon as a curse. But the work in the Mishkan was the opposite of a curse. It was a blessing. It was holiness. Kimavur Heitev B'maymar Hanal, as Rabbeinu Zal explains very, very clearly in that chapter on Likut Imran. What are these 39 lights? One form of these 39 lights refers to the value of Hashem's name, the first three letters in Hashem's name, Yud Kei Vav Kei. When it's written with alephs, it's called the Shemo, where you spell the Yud, Yud Vav Dalet. The letter He is spelled He Aleph, and the letter Vav is spelled Vav Aleph Vav. That gives you a total of 39. And in the Zohar HaKodesh, it speaks about the 39 lights of Yud Kei Vav, of Yud Kei Vav Kei, all kinds of things. And now Rav Nosson Zal ties this also back to Hanukkah. Again, over there in Likut Imran, Rabbeinu Zal brings this and he expounds on it. Now Rav Nosson Zal is taking what Rabbeinu Zal says there and plugging it into the holiday of Hanukkah. V'zeh b'chinas Hanukkah, shehu Chanukas ha-Beis HaMikdosh. Hanukkah was a time of renewal for the Beis HaMikdosh. Shekluim boy halametes melachos, the Beis HaMikdosh, which had in it all 39 acts of work, bechinas taloiros, the 39 lights, shaydeze iker heoras hakovoid b'shleimus, and it's through this, through the Beis HaMikdosh, through these lights, that the honor of Hashem shines completely. And when the kovod of Hashem is shining properly, then we're zoichet that our words shine properly. Shehu b'chinas ner Chanukah. That's what the Chanukah candles were all about. V'alkein noyagim loymar vihi noyam achar hadlukas ner Chanukah. And this is also why, if you look in some of the good sidurim, with some of the good pamphlets, you know, that have the special prayers that you say when you light Hanukkah candles, in addition to the Haneirois Halolu that we say when you finish lighting the candles, they have about five or six beautiful tefillos that are said after lighting Hanukkah candles. One of those tefillos is this special sentence, V'hinoyam Hashem Elokeinu Aleinu Mas Yadeinu Kanu Aleinu Mas Yadeinu Kananeyu. So this Vihinoyam, Rav Nosson Zal points out, Ki Vihinoyam Nemar Be'ez HaKomas Moshe HaMishkan, because this special tefillah was said at the time that Moshe Rabbeinu completed the construction of the Mishkan. K'mo Yisham Rabbi Seinu Zal, as the Gemara says, that when they finished, after they had brought all the ingredients for the Mishkan, and after they finished putting it all together, Sheberchom Moshe, Moshe Rabbeinu gave a special bracha to all of Klal Yisrael, Shetishre Shechina B'maisa HaMishkan, that the Holy Spirit of Hashem should rest in this Mishkan, U'B'maisi Adehem, and in everything you do, in all the actions of your hands, all the produce of your hands, K'moisham Rabbi Seinu Zal, as the Gemara says, Shezehu mashenichbal b'posuk zeh. This is why the posuk seems to repeat itself when it says, "Umase yodenu koinenu aleinu, umase yodenu koineneu." It says "maise yodenu" twice. Why? Ki hakol echod be'emes. Rav Nosson Zal explains. So it's talking about two things. Moshe Rabbeinu gave him a double bracha that their maise yodeim, the work of their hands, their handiwork in building the Mishkan should be blessed. That was the first bracha. The second bracha was that all of their handiwork should be blessed. Everything they did, all their actions. So now Rav Nosson Zal explains, Ki hakol echod b'emes, because it's all really one. Ki tzrichin sheyir maise yodov shelodom, dahainu kol ho'asokim v'hamalochois v'masmaten sheloi, shekulam klulam belametes malochois. A Jew is supposed to try to see to it that everything he does with his hands, meaning all of his work and all of his business, all of his activity, which is all included under the umbrella term, the 39 acts of work, sheyu mizdakhim, that they should all be pure, viyunasim bigdusha betara gedoyla, and the person should do them with such holiness and purity, at sheyu kol asokov bebechinas meleches hamishkan, to the point where a person's work and business should all be in the category of the building of the Mishkan, or the work of the Mishkan. Bebchinas taloi rois kanal, that the work that we do should be in the category of these 39 lights. Shehu noyam Hashem, which is the splendor of Hashem. That's one of the terms used in Sifrei Kabbalah, you know, to refer to very high level light, this noyam Hashem. V'alkein kololam Moshe yachad, and this is why Moshe Rabbeinu put these things together. Habrocha b'maisi yadehem, the blessing that Moshe Rabbeinu gave them, that all of their maisi yodayim should be blessed. Everything you do with your hands, meaning your work and everything, should be blessed. V'habrocha b'maisi hamishkan, and the brocha that the mishkan that we just put up should be blessed. Why did he put them both together? Ki hakol echod, because they're all really one. Because if a Jew is conducting himself properly, his malacha, his business, is meleches hamishkan. That's what it is. He's building a mishkan for Hashem. Because why is he working? Why is it to pay his kids' tuitions and yeshivas and to support Torah and all of those things? That's what his work is. So his work is meleches hamishkan. V'alkein oimrim inyan brocha zu dahainu v'inoyam b'shas hadlokas ner Chanukah, and this is why we recite this tefillah v'inoyam at the time of Chanukah candle lighting. You know, after we finish lighting, ki ner Chanukah hu bechinas dibur hameir b'toira, because as we mentioned earlier, the Chanukah candles represent the words of Torah of a person that are shining brightly. Shehu bechinas tal oirois, that's those 39 lights Rabbi Nizal speaks about there. Bechinas lametes meloches dikdusha shel meleches hamishkan v'beis hamikdash, the 39 holy acts of work of the Mishkan and Beis Hamikdash. Shezeo bechinas Chanukah, and that's what Chanukah is all about. Shehu bechinas Chanukas habeis hamikdash, Chanukah was the renewal of the Beis Hamikdash. Ki oz koirin parshas hakomas hamishkan. And which Torah reading do we read on Chanukah? What do we read about? We read all about when they put up the Mishkan. Remember on Rosh Chodesh Nisan, we read the sacrifices that each one of the Nisim brought on those days, you know, the first days of the month of Nisan, when they were putting up the Mishkan. Shehu, which begins with Vayihi Beyoim Kalois Moshe, it was on the day when Moshe Rabbeinu completed the putting up of the Mishkan. V'alkein oimrim oz v'hinoyam. This is why that tefillah v'hinoyam is so appropriate to the Chanukah candle lighting. Shenemar beis hakomas hamishkan. That's the tefillah, that's the bracha that Moshe Rabbeinu gave the Jewish people at the time of putting up the Mishkan. Kedei lizkois lesakein halametes malachois. All of this is in order to perfect the 39 acts of work. Which 39 acts of work? The 39 acts of work in the Mishkan and Beis Hamikdash, and the 39 acts of work that I deal with every day in my work, in my business. Bebechinas taloiros, that it should be in the category of 39 holy lights. Bebechinas Mishkan bebinyona, it should be the Mishkan in its construction, in its completion. Now, from the beginning till here was sort of a tangent. We went off on a tangent a little bit. Rav Nosson Zal started off, he gave us the introduction from the chapter on Likut Imran. He summarized chapter Yud Aleph on Likut Imran. And then he went off to speak about Hanukkah. We just had three, four major paragraphs about Hanukkah, about the Shema Yisrael and Baruch Shem, etc., etc. Now Rav Nosson Zal is going to bring us back to our topic, the topic that we're up to in Shulchan Aruch now, which is the Kilei Ilan, the planting together of seeds, different seeds, to grow two trees side by side together in a manner that you're not allowed to, in an unkosher manner, or grafting one tree with another.